Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bible and be turning to the 101st Psalm. That is Psalm 101. And we'll be looking at this psalm because this psalm contains some of the very principles that zero in on the study we are having in this Sunday school lesson. It is about temperance and self-control. That's what temperance is. Now, we're talking about prohibition and temperance, and prohibition being an external imposition upon man to try to make him behave himself, but real control comes from self-controlled and not from the outside. And as Christians, we need to learn to exercise self-controlled. And we're doing this in the context, particularly, about how a Christian needs to exercise self-controlled around alcoholic beverages. And that means, for the Christian, don't drink it. We'll look at Psalm 101 in just a few moments. While you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at the 101st Psalm, and I'll begin reading the first four verses. In a previous class, we already discussed the first three, and then we'll begin and continue our discussion beginning in verse 4. The inscription is a psalm of David, and here is the song. I will sing of loving kindness and justice unto thee, O Jehovah. Will I sing praises? I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no base thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. Now verse 4. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil thing. Elam says in his Sunday school notes, a person with a perverse heart, or any evil one, David declared, should depart from him. He would not employ such persons. The just and upright in heart today will not encourage perverse and evil men in their perverseness and their sins. Psalm 101 in verse 5 says, whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I destroy. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart, I will not suffer. And Nahum's notes on this said, David declared he would destroy the proud and slanderers. It is a most wicked thing to try to displace another by slander, to hunt up untrue and evil things against a good man and to slander him by making false accusations against him is as much like Satan as one can be. Suppose we read from the Bible God's condemnation of such slanderers. There are several passages that we can read. Exodus chapter 23, verses 1 and 2. Thou shalt not take up a false report, nor put thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to turn aside after a multitude to wrest justice. Neither shalt thou favor a poor man in his cause. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 18. He that hideth hatred is of lying lips, and he that uttereth slander is a fool. Jeremiah 6 and verse 28. They are all grievous revolters going about with slanderers. They are brass and iron. They all of them deal corruptly. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 11. Women must be grave, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Titus chapter 3 and verse 2 says, to speak evil of no man, not to be contentious, to be gentle, showing all meekness toward all men. Proverbs 16:28 says, the appetite of the laboring man laboreth for him, for his mouth urgeth him thereto. But Proverbs 18:8 says, the words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels, and they go down into the inmost parts. And so the Psalm 101 warns about those slanderers. Psalm 101 in verse 6 says, mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall be minister unto me. You see, on the contrary, David would employ or appoint to service men of faithfulness and who had walked in a perfect way. Such men are in demand today. All who are faithful in God's service are blessed. We read in Psalm 101 in verse 7, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that speaketh falsehood shall not be established before mine eyes. The deceitful and those who utter falsehood should not stand before David. And then the last verse, Psalm 101 in verse 8, morning by morning will I destroy all the wicked of the land and cut off all the workers of iniquity from the city of Jehovah. He would destroy the wicked and the workers of iniquity out of the land, and would do this day by day if those at the head of government would do that now. There would be peace and prosperity. And if all such persons were put out of the congregation of the righteous, the church would be purified and would shine in the power of godliness and the beauty of holiness. Now, looking at the Sunday school lesson, the next section is on gluttony and drunkenness. It tells us to read Proverbs 23, verses 20 and 21. And let me read that now. The wise man says, be not among wine bibbers, among gluttonous eaters of the flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man in rags. The Bible not only warns against the use of intoxicating liquor, it also warns against associating with those who use it. One is known by the company he keeps. To associate with drunkards is to be considered a drunkard. And so be not among wine bibbers, among gluttonous eaters of the flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe the man with rags. Gluttony is also forbidden. It is a species of intemperance. But he that is a companion of gluttons shameth his father, we read in Proverbs 28 and verse 7. The drunkard and the gluttonous son was to be put to death, Deuteronomy 21:20. The Cretans were known as idle gluttons as well as liars and evil beasts, Titus chapter 1 and verse 12. Christians in Crete were exhorted to be temperate and to follow some useful employment, as opposed to idleness. It is just as true that the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty as that any cause produces effect. Strong drink itself leads to gluttony as well as to many other sins. Proverbs 21 in verse 17 says, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man, and that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Drunkenness and gluttony lead to poverty for more than one reason. Not only because the drunkard and the glutton spend their money in self-indulgence, but because these sins destroy the powers of body and mind for attending to business. They lead to drowsiness. and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Drowsiness is the lethargy and incapacity for business which necessarily follows a life of dissipation. Such a life as surely leads to poverty, as in rags, as fire burns. There are but two points in this lesson emphasized by Solomon. One, the beauty, attractiveness, and carnal pleasure in strong drink at the beginning. And then two, the unutterable sorrow, misery, and woe to which it inevitably leads. The next section in our Sunday school book is on the woes of strong drink. And here we look at Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 29, where the wise man asks these questions. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath complaining? Who hath wounds without cause? Who has redness of the eyes? And the answer? They that tarry long at the wine. In this one verse are specified six different evils produced by strong drink. In the margin, woe and sorrow are in interjections. Who hath, oh, who hath, alas? These warnings are put in the form of questions to give them emphasis. The troubles and sorrows of drunkards are numerous and indescribable. No one can depict the trouble, the sorrow, the pain that a drinking man causes his wife and children, and the irreparable injury that he does to himself and body and mind and soul. The innocent are compelled to suffer with the guilty. The poverty and crimes caused by strong drink cannot be enumerated, nor can their enormity be measured. Who hath contentions? How many are the quarrels and brawls which strong drink has caused? Do you read the paper? Do you read the Southern Standard? If you do, you read the stories of those who go out drinking and then do harm one to another. Be not drunken with wine wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit, we read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Strong drink stirs all the evil and arouses all the angry passions in men, causing them to lose their reason and transform them into brutes. Many murders, some say, from 80% to 90% of all murders were committed, all traceable directly or indirectly, to whiskey. It produces much complaining, many wounds without cause, redness of eyes, or, as in the margin, darkness of eyes, and finally, death. If drunkards do not kill others, it is only a question of time as to whether they will kill themselves if they continue to drink. Drunkards drink away all their money, their friends, their homes, their health, their manhood, and then complain at all of the world and even at Providence. They have many wounds without cause. They receive many wounds in drunken brawls and also many accidentally. We frequently hear of drunkards freezing to death or being killed by cars and in other ways. They receive many wounds upon their morals and their souls, for no drunkard can inherit the kingdom of God. The drink habit soon shows in the inflamed and bloodshot eyes. Listen to Proverbs 20 and verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink, a brawler, and whosoever erreth thou by is not wise. And we read, it is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to say, where is strong drink? Proverbs chapter 31, verses 4 through 7.